Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Boyd County farmer Mike Dixon, with an assist from local extension agent Lyndall Harned, was the winner of the East Kentucky Hay Contest. I didn't know there was such a thing when I saw it in a UK electronic newsletter. To check it out, I checked in with Tom Keen, UK agronomy specialist.
We had a great contest this year. This contest was started by Dr. David Ditch several years ago, encouraging our ag and natural resource agents to work with producers in their counties to gather up hay samples and have those analyzed so that they could do a better job in feeding that hay.
Farmers in about 12 counties in eastern Kentucky worked with extension agents on samples, with the hay analysis and contest results handled by UK's RCARS, the Robinson Center for Appalachian Resources Sustainability in Breathitt County. Keene says producers enjoy the competition. It's fun and good for the bottom line.
It gives these farmers that participate in the contest analysis of what this hay contains in terms of protein and energy, so they can now take those bales out and be assured that those numbers are accurate, and then what they need to supplement with will then give them a balanced ration to carry those animals through the winter months and keep them in good shape, and very, very importantly, let them do it economically.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Back to the East Kentucky Hay Contest, UK's Tom Keen says Kentucky is very fortunate to have a low-cost hay analysis resource through KDA.
We could not say enough thank yous to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture's Hay and Forage Testing Program. That's a program that's been there since the late 1980s, and we're the only state in the United States that has such a program that I'm aware of.
For individual tests at $10 a pop, he feels that's a real deal, and he's appreciative of their help with the contest.
Without their support and coming to our RCAR station there in Breathitt County, running those 400-plus samples, which if we sent those off to a laboratory would cost us probably anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000.
Farmers can learn more about the testing program details online at kyagr.com. Just click on Forage Testing Program. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.